take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
In a previous episode, we had a great inspiring guest, Dr. Joyce, who we call the Dream Maker. She helps dreams come true, but we had to have her back because she does much more than that. And so we want to continue the conversation, but get her involvement on Twitter. And so I want to welcome Dr. Joyce to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So thank you. So I know we want to talk a little bit about Twitter, and I know, Lisa, you're excited about Dr. Joyce and her Twitter following.
Oh, I adore Dr. Joyce. I had so much fun on the last episode. And you know, it's interesting, Dr. Joyce, because I've always heard you want Twitter to be 80% to not business, not pushing, but like getting them to know you, and then 20% business. But you had said that you really just promote things that aren't related to your business to get people to know you. And my thing is, I'm always like, well, what do I do? Do I put quotes? Where do I get the quotes? What do you put? You know, I'm always doing selfies of me exercising or being out with the dogs or in the woods or something that shows an active, healthy lifestyle, since most of my shows and stuff are about health. So what do you recommend? Because I'm feeling stuck and I want over a million people like you. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, I actually work Twitter. I look for things to put up there, and then I go to Bitly, and I shorten the link, and then I put it up for interesting things. People want to hear about art, photography, news that's present, but sort of not anything negative. They want to hear about food. Everyone likes food. Everyone likes to travel. They want facts. They want music. They want nature. So everything positive. I think that people don't know how to use Twitter. I don't understand how anyone could go into any business, and Twitter is part of a business. So how would you go in with negative things? You would not go anywhere. And so, you know, people like to put things about they're counting on followers, they're blatantly selling you, they're direct marketing, they're putting up sex toys. I've seen so much nakedness on Twitter. It's ridiculous. It's like, what are they selling? Well, obviously, they're selling sex. But, you know, They're showing private body parts is just wrong. Nobody wants to see that. And some of it isn't so pretty. And I'm a woman. I'm just judging from my own thinking that it isn't something a man would want to see. And then, as we've seen in the last several months.
I'm wondering what type of website you go to, Dr. Joyce. Now, let me interrupt real quick because I want our listeners to hear this. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
I'm just turning over 1,067,000, I think.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, it isn't unbelievable when you think of how hard I work. I think a lot of people are lazy. I don't like to say that. That's negative. But I do think they just don't want to put in the time to go find an interesting article and find it, put it in a Bitly, and then put it up so people can just go to it and read it. And you have to get involved. You have to get involved on all the social sites. For example, on LinkedIn, you have to write articles, and then people will comment on them. And that's how you get to know people, because you go back and forth with the messages. I don't do messages on Twitter because you can't possibly direct message answer a million people. You can't do that. But I do send them to my website and tell them to message me if they want me to answer them, and nobody does because they really don't care. If you say something to them or not, those people are not people that should be on Twitter. Twitter is for relationships. I'm sorry.
A lot of us are entrepreneurs that maybe you don't have enough time. So maybe you could give a little tips. So if I find an interesting article, maybe it's not about my business or category, you're saying you would then tweet that out and share that article because you're kind of sharing yourself? Is that something?
Well, you do retweet. If you put an article, I liked it, I would retweet. I also help people get followers by following for them on their behalf for a small monthly fee. And that has worked wonders because I've taken people from 7,000 to 30,000. And so it just depends. And the beautiful thing about what I do is they're not getting fake followers. All of my followers, or at least 98%, they say 99% on the Twitter place that you go to look. So most of mine are real. So you're not get when I follow for someone, they definitely get higher numbers because I'm giving them my people, basically, that I work so hard to get.
Now, you mentioned working really hard and it taking time. Are there ways for people who are super busy, and David, I think you were alluding to this, to still be successful on Twitter? Or in your opinion, does it take a lot of work?
I think that it depends on what you define work as. To me, Twitter is, I have a very busy schedule too. I work 24/7 almost. Not, I sleep, I nap. Basically, I nap. But the beautiful thing is that I get up an hour earlier in the morning and I stay up an hour late at night just to do Twitter. And so you don't have to not be busy to do Twitter. In fact, with Twitter, you'll be busier because people find you, like you found me probably on Twitter. Is that right? Did you find me there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I made a new friend on Twitter right now, and then you're giving me, we're doing a radio show. You have no idea how many thousands and thousands of dollar offers I have received to come in and speak to an organization from Twitter. And so you might think it's a waste of time or the value isn't there. I've never seen anything with so much value.
I've used Twitter to help find guests or to find different business contacts. So it's great from that side. Now, for our listeners that you know, want to grow, maybe they don't want a million followers, but maybe they want to get a certain number and get credibility and get some outreach. What are some of the other tips you'd share with us that could build? So one is share articles, retweet, but what are some other quick tips that you could share?
Well, you want to put what you find out people are interested in. If somebody that you're following is a photographer, then he's interested in what other photographers are doing. So you go to photographer on the top, and you search, and you follow those people. And you figure out which ones that person might be interested in, put up a tweet just for them. There's a trick people do on Twitter if they put an at sign and a dot before. There's a lot of things I can't do in a small interview. But if you do that, it only goes to the one person. It doesn't. Nobody else sees it. So that they feel special. You did something just for them. So it's not the amount of followers that you have, I want to say. It's the amount of good followers that you have. And Twitter, you can take away probably, I don't know, 50, 60, 70%, and they're not real. They'll put up one tweet, they signed up, that's it, they're not even on it. So you got to get to that 20%, maybe 20%, I'm going to guess, of people that are real, that have a message to give, that you like. And I'm in that group now. Everybody always retweets everything I say because I'm in that group of 20%. You got to get there. But it's not by following a million people. You could have maybe 1,000 people and still get that. It just depends on the quality of what you're putting up.
Now, Dr. Joyce, how has this affected your business as an image maker? Have you gotten clients through the contacts you've made on Twitter? So has it inadvertently helped your business, even though you're not directly, you know, talking about your business?
It helps your business more than not doing it. Because if you're not doing it, you're always doing what you've always done, and then you'll always get what you've always got. So, you know, the Twitter experience for me, I've been asked to go all over the country, all over the world, to speak for large fees. And so what's that worth? And I don't ask. I don't tell them. They go to my website. They see what I do. I get people, maybe 10 people a day will say, can I be on your radio show? And that's good because that spreads out your word. You don't have to look for them. They come to you. And so there's just so much to gain by being on Twitter, but you got to be on it right. And that's one of the reasons why I teach it. And so
it's a free form of advertising.
I'm sorry.
A lot of entrepreneurs overlook social media. They just discount it because they don't understand it. But what you're suggesting is brilliant, because if you're going to interact with people, it is a great way to outreach. There is no real cost except spending a little bit of time. Maybe we don't have the same amount of time you do, but you know, you spend a little bit and you find different ways to manage that or squeeze that in. I like some of the different suggestions and sharing it and posting. Are there any other type of posts you think we should do? Any other quick follow somebody who's well known or somebody else with a lot of followers, or any other quick tip in the last few seconds here?
Well, you have to figure out if somebody has 3 million followers and you have 10, they're not going to follow you back. So unless they follow you back, it's not good. I would say facts. People love facts. All you have to do is go to facts on Google and you can get all kinds of facts. And so nature, people love beautiful trees and flowers and all that kind of stuff, but have a message in it. You know, have a great day with lots of sunshine and put a sunshine up. Pictures, this is a really good tip. Pictures will make people open your tweet 60% more.
I appreciate all the advice. I hate to have to cut it here, but we're finishing up our cup of coffee. It's time to start the day. Dr. Joyce Knudsen, and we're going to put a link up on our website. Has a lot of great advice. She's the helps dreams come make your dreams come true. She's the dream maker, the Energizer Bunny. I invite you to visit the 10minutemarketer.com and check out the link to see Dr. Joyce and learn from her. Dr. Joyce, thank you for being with us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. Have a great day.